New Mexico State Police now investigating potential voter fraud here in the state at the request of Secretary of State Diana Duran, who's turned over more than 64,000 cases of what she calls possible voter fraud. And even the Secretary of State's office is saying, don't just look at 64,000, don't look at that number, and just assume those are all people who've been voting illegally. There are going to be clerical errors. There are going to be administrative errors that might be able to explain many of these cases. But I don't care if the investigation comes back and we only have a few hundred or a few thousand cases that ultimately could be voter fraud. The number should be zero. Tony, you're next on 770 KQB.
Yeah, you know, this sounds a little bit like voter intimidation stuff. I like what the guy said. If you had state police officers that could take on now 64,000 new cases to check out, then what the heck were they doing before that they had that much time to take on 64,000 new cases?
Tony, I'm interested in the whole concept of how this is voter intimidation.
Well, of course, because you got people out there who are already worried about whether they should be there voting, and this is a way to make sure that you let them know that you got your eye on them. So you're watching them just to see what kind of people they are.
So you fully admit that there are people out there voting who are worried whether they even should be.
I don't know. How many cases have you proven this in before? How many cases have they proven before?
Well, that's why there's never really been an investigation to this extent done before, Tony.
There's never been a proven case of this.
How is this voter intimidation?
So there's never been a proven case, right?
Sure there has.
Then when? When was it? Tell me.
Back in 2002.
2002? Which one? Come on, tell me more.
So actually, it was 2004 when David Iglesias' office was investigating voter fraud, a task force. They only were looking at 100 complaints, and that's what a lot of people tend to forget. And there was one case, but they never pursued it.
But David Iglesias was taken out of office because he wouldn't pursue them.
Well, either way. Tony, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, then let her investigate it.
Why don't you investigate everybody then?
All right, so they're investigating 64,000 cases.
Investigate all of them, but what you're doing here is just merely a way of intimidating people.
How is it intimidating, Tony? How is it intimidating to people when it comes to voting by doing an investigation? Because there might be people out there who are voting and shouldn't be? Is that how it's intimidating?
No, might
that you might scare them away from going to the polls next time? The talking points get real old real soon, Tony.
Hannity, this afternoon at 1. Bob Clark, right now on 770 KKOB. 770KKOB.com.
Here's the problem with the talking points from the Democratic side on the issue of voter fraud in New Mexico is they're terribly outdated and very inconsistent either way. I mean, the caller right before the news, name me one case! Well, we have never, ever had an extensive investigation of potential voter fraud here in New Mexico. You can certainly point to David Iglesias, the U.S. attorney, in 2004. Okay? That was a long time ago, and they only looked at 100 potential cases. And here's the reason the timing needs to be considered. 2004, we were basically just a year in the very early stages of the law that was approved in 2003 that allowed illegals to get driver's licenses here in New Mexico. That investigation is outdated, and the talking points that we heard right before the news are just as outdated. And I think the Democrats in this state would be far more, they would be far better off, I think they would have more credibility on this issue if they even gave a hint that they cared about it.
They don't.
And they don't care about it. But if they would just simply say, look, you know, we might disagree with how the Secretary of State's going about this. I don't know if the DPS should be in charge of an investigation like this, but here's the bottom line. Let's see where the chips fall, and let's deal with it. But they don't do that. They attack immediately. Because they don't want to know what the answer is. Again, legitimate, reasonable people can debate whether state police should be just given this huge file full of potential cases. You can argue that all you want. You can debate whether maybe the county clerks should have had an opportunity to look at all these records first and just deal with the administrative errors and separate those from other cases that are a little bit more suspicious. And then let law enforcement. You can debate that all you want. But the bottom line is this. For the first time ever in New Mexico, on a wide scale, we're going to try to figure out what the problem is and what we can do with it. And that should not be a partisan issue. Bill, you're next on 770 KKOB. Go ahead, Bill.
It's worth knowing that the state police has exactly 605 officers. 605. And they're short over 100 now. They have 118 investigators when they're up to full strength. They have about 80 right now. Do you really think that they can just drop everything they're doing right now and take on an extra 1,000 cases, which would be 5 more cases per working day?
Bill, I would assume. I don't think you have anything to worry about in terms of state police hauling troopers off the roads. They have divisions within DPS to deal with special investigations. Here's an idea. Perhaps Secretary Duran is just trying to find out what we have here in New Mexico in terms of a potential voter fraud problem. And if there is one, what we can do to change it. I mean, I don't know why people are so quick to start throwing the words out, political grandstanding or fishing expedition, because if this was being done for purely political reasons, wouldn't the Secretary of State be taking a tremendous risk here by turning over 64,000 potential cases to state police? Wouldn't that be a little risky if it was being done purely for political purposes? Because what happens if we find out, there really wasn't much to this? It would be embarrassing to her, would it not? So I don't buy the political grandstanding. I don't buy the idea that this is just a fishing expedition. What's wrong with just accepting what it very well could be? And that is, for the first time, the Secretary of State's office here in New Mexico is just trying to get a handle on what we might be dealing with here in New Mexico. And I think the Democrats in New Mexico, the high-ranking ones anyway, would have much more credibility when it comes to voter fraud and the potential that we're dealing with here in New Mexico if they would just simply, instead of sniping right away and claiming political grandstanding, just say, you know what? Good idea. Let's find out what we're dealing with and let the chips fall where they may. But instead, we continue with this partisanship when it comes to voter fraud. And partisanship should have nothing to do with it whatsoever. 243-3333. Let's find out what we're dealing with. Now, Larry, you're next on 770 KKOB. Go ahead, Larry.
Bob, on program. Why I'm calling it. This is what you're doing today is an award-winning program, man. The people who are calling are so intelligent. You've got people calling who know what's happening, and I especially appreciate today your commentary in between calls. A lot of times we just go from caller to caller, and that's the way talk radio ought to be. But listen, you are so on top of this yourself that I want to encourage you that when you need to comment on some of these phone calls, and you know the subject as well as today, this is an award-winning program, and keep it going.
Well, Larry, thank you very much. I want to say this, too, and this is just my opinion. I don't look at the Secretary of State's decision to go to the state police on this as an indictment against the county clerks in New Mexico. She was a county clerk. She campaigned on wanting to make sure the relationships between the county clerks and the Secretary of State's office were much better than they were in the previous administration. I don't see this as a slap in the face. What I think she's trying to accomplish here is to get it out of the political arena. But what Diana Duran told the legislature in a committee meeting on voter photo ID when she was just getting started on the cross-checking of the voter rolls and the MVD was that in the early going, she had already found 117 foreign nationals who had registered to vote, and at least 37 of those actually voted in state elections.